The Falls of the Forgotten, written by Seth Wordsmith, narrated by Aaron Miller. Grand Mage Merrick stood silently on the shore of the river Tha'anin, the susurration of the falls calling him back to the calm that resided within, casting off the worries that threatened his tranquility. The sound of the water was like a lullaby, soothing his mind and calming his spirit. He closed his eyes and took a deep breath, letting the peace of that moment wash over him. Like a dam, the serenity burst, his memories flowing forcibly forth, rushing like raging rapids, pressing him back through time to when he was a younger man. The vision coalesced into clarity as turgid ripples came to rest. He stood in the same place, but with a contrary purpose at hand. The clash of steel and the sounds of the dying surrounded him. The destruction that he wrought was like the macabre remains cast from the butcher's block. The once pure waters now ran red, like the veins of the land laid bare. Those legends who perished in the defense of their families, friends, and verdant lands were cast into obscurity like ghastly specters.
"Why do we destroy that which we fear?"
his younger self pleaded to the devastated beauty before him. All in the name of a king who did not deserve his crown or the loyalty of his subjects. For his power and petty ego, those children of Nendril faded from light and fell into shadow, to be forgotten and forsaken. The rush of those mercurial memories haunted Merrick and pooled in his mind, languidly lingering, reminding him of what he lost and what he had gained. The crackle of the campfire and the smells of roasting conies pull him back to the present. His apprentice is tending to the fire, but his eyes, filled with worry, betray his casual posture. Da'anin's concern was comforting, but if he knew the truth and could hear the sadness of those stories that these waters whisper, his disquiet would falter like a guttering flame. Yet it was for that telling that Merrick had come. It was the spirits of this place that would lay his shame bare and bring to light that which was lost long ago.
"Da'anin, attend me,"
Merrick spoke softly, and his apprentice approached. The mage's staff lit with the power of the Anathil. The Athawa thrummed through the land, conjuring the forgotten forth, their shades shimmering in silhouettes of silver moonlight as they passed through the spray and mists of the falls. Settling just beyond the glow of his staff, their telling, a tantalizing tension, tenuously awaiting his request.